AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. In Southern California, high winds are a threat to the area.
Firefighting officials in the Los Angeles area say they're ready for the Santa Ana winds to whip up and possibly spread flames. County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney.
The anticipated winds, combined with low humidities and low fuel moistures, will keep the fire threat in the LA region critical.
They continue to say until it's safe, many residents can't go back and check on homes. And LA County Sheriff Robert Luna warning residents to be ready for more evacuations so there's no repeat of last week.
A lot of the people that were rescued who waited till the last minute to leave the order or the evacuation order, many of them had significant burns on them.
I'm Julie Walker.
President Biden is expected to lift Cuba's state terror sponsor designation.
The Biden administration is moving to lift Cuba's designation as a state sponsor of terrorism. It's part of a deal facilitated by the Catholic Church to free political prisoners on the island. The U.S. will also ease some economic pressure on Cuba. President Obama had reversed the terror designation in 2016 during a period of thawing relations with Havana, which included a visit to the Cuban capital.
I have come here to bury the last remnant of the Cold War in the Americas.
Donald Trump reinstated the designation in 2017. President Biden's move to lift it again is likely to be reversed as early as next week, once Trump takes office, with Secretary of State Marco Rubio, whose family left Cuba before Fidel Castro came to power. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Labor Department reports its producer price index rose 0.2% last month from November. This is AP News. Health officials say Israeli strikes in the Gaza Strip killed at least 18 people overnight, including women and children. The attacks come as Israel and Hamas appear to be closing in on a ceasefire deal to end the 15-month-old war and release dozens of hostages. AP correspondent Joe Fetterman reports on the reconstruction in Gaza after a ceasefire.
Now, it remains unclear who will run Gaza in the long run and who is going to pay for the badly needed reconstruction. But negotiators are hoping that this initial ceasefire, this initial phase, will create the momentum to address these deeper issues.
Pete Hegseth faced an important test in his fiery confirmation hearing today. He was trying to prove himself to senators who immediately began sparring over his nomination as defense secretary. A new poll finds only 2 in 10 Americans approve of him as being nominated as Secretary of Defense. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.